Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called Optimizing for ChatGPT Search: How LLMs Choose Their Sources. But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your systems, results, and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind. Now let's get started with today's show. Ever wondered why your competitor's site might pop up in AI-powered answers from tools like ChatGPT, but yours doesn't? Let's unlock the secrets behind how these large language models actually pick the sources they use, and what you can do to make your content stand out in the new world of AI-driven search. The first thing to understand is that ChatGPT and similar LLMs don't search the live web when someone asks a question. Instead, they rely on colossal data sets for training. Think public websites and trusted sources, not just whatever Google shows today. That means if your site appears regularly, is publicly accessible, and is seen as a credible source, it's got a much better shot at being included in the data sets that these models pull from when they give answers. Now, let's talk about why some content makes the cut and others get ignored. Authority and clarity are key. LLMs favor sites that are well-structured, contain high-quality information, and use plain, direct language. If your website is bloated with jargon, sloppy formatting, or buried facts, AI isn't going to use your info. High-authority sites, think official organizations, clearly written guides, local business pages with accurate NAP, all structured cleanly, are favored in LLM training. Bottom line, if you want your content cited, you need to create content that's both authoritative and easy for both people and bots to digest. Another crucial factor, recency. Regularly updated pages signal relevance. If your site is fresh and your pages get consistent updates, up-to-date services, real reviews, new blog content, you're more likely to get swept up in the next round of model training. Stale content doesn't just hurt your traditional SEO. It makes it less likely you'll get surfaced by AI tools down the road. So what can you do starting today? First, double down on publishing clear, accurate, and authoritative info. Use straightforward headlines, keep your site organized, and avoid the fluff. Make your content accessible. Clean URLs, visible text, and no technical roadblocks. Most importantly, stay current. Update your content, refresh old pages, and routinely add new info. By understanding how LLMs choose their sources, just like we discussed on today's show, you're not just playing catch-up, you're positioning your site ahead of the curve for tomorrow's AI-driven discovery. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic SEO. Visit semanticseo.pro to learn more.